live in Lansing every afternoon with Cheryl Fritz. This is Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, Scott Eckersley producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to actually my daughter, Ashley Fritz. Good evening, Ash. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. You're helping me out here. Wanted to talk to you. You had an interesting experience today putting a dog on an airplane, and we hear some horror stories from time to time. And as I talked to you a bit this afternoon, you were telling me really how well the process went, and I kind of wanted to share that with folks who might be concerned about having to fly a dog across the country.
You hear horror stories, and then mine could not have been a better experience for myself or the dog. So, I mean, my thoughts go out to the people that flew them out because they were definitely pet lovers.
Well, there you go. Let's talk. The dog was flying with Mark to back to Seattle, Washington, to an Army base there.
Yes, he was.
And he's a pretty good sized dog. So you had to get a pretty big crate to get him in to begin with.
With the crate and the requirements is when the dog is standing, he has to have an inch of room above his head so they can move around in there. So with the crate and everything, it was about 75 pounds. It turned out being.
Oh boy! Well,
he was a big guy.
Kona beefed up since I.
Yes, he did. It's not all fluff anymore. He put some muscle on him.
I thought it was. Now tell us about the process of what you had to buy the crate, and then you had to buy the ticket for him as well.
Mm-hmm. You have to buy an airline approved crate, which is a very important step because some people show up and they're not airline approved, and that kind of puts a hiccup in the entire process. But luckily, we got one that was approved, and you actually go in and they do it through baggage claim. So you don't even have to go through all the stress of waiting in line and getting your tickets and everything else. They check out the dog to make sure he's healthy. He had his health certificate and all the shots were up to date. They check out the crate to make sure that it's going to be safe for him to fly in. They put him in, pack him up. They're the last ones on the plane and the first ones off, and it's all very stress-free, which was surprising.
Now, you don't suppose any of the good treatment he got was attributable to the fact that your guy Mark was in uniform?
If it was, I'd suggest doing it again. But you could tell that they definitely were animal lovers, and they were prepared, and they knew that he was coming because we checked in 24 hours ahead of time that we had a pet with us, and they had an entire crew of like three different people working on everything to expedite the process so he didn't get stuck anywhere for a while.
What I also found interesting when we had a chance to talk for just a bit this afternoon is that I said, oh, gee, it is my grand dog after all. I was concerned that he was going to be in cargo, and it's cargo, but ratcheted up a notch.
In all honesty, from what they were telling me, it sounds like they're being flown better than regular passengers. They get their own little area with their own little stewardess. It's all climate controlled. They get water throughout the flight, and they're very well taken care of.
And that part is got to have you comforted that there's a human being back there with them. They're not just jostled around. They're locked down, secured with somebody back there keeping an eye on them.
Mm-hmm. All the cages are ratcheted down separately, so everybody's secure, and there's no chance of them wiggling around. And, in case something does go wrong or someone does get upset or, something goes awry, there is an actual person sitting back there who's keeping track of everybody. So it's really comforting.
Were you able to stay with the dog? Again, it just to keep everybody calm, because you don't want disruptions on the plane either. Were you able to stay with him for a long period? Before he got on the plane?
Up until they take him to the back to get put on the plane, which is about, regular boarding time when they're getting normal passengers on, you actually get a special gate pass so you can watch them take him, he gets on the plane, and then the flight takes off. So it's a matter of minutes that he's waiting, and then he flies as long as everybody else, and then he's off.
Now, he also, they not just for the crate, they secure the crate door beyond the crate security. They batten
the
it down a little bit.
The crate has its own latches, obviously, to keep it shut. But then after he's all checked and gets his live animal stickers and he's all set, they zip tie it shut and actually put little sticky notes with their signatures on it. so that if something were to go wrong, someone is responsible, and you have all kinds of paperwork that you have to fill out, and they check that, yes, it's your dog, yes, he's secure, yes, he's okay when he gets off the plane, and everything's good to go when you come to get him.
Well, very good. Were you able, did Mark and Kona arrive safely in Seattle?
They did. They got their rental car and have been home relaxing already. So, and
no worse for the wear.
No, he was very happy to be out of his crate, obviously, because, I mean, it's like anybody on a plane. You're happy to get out of the seat and stretch your legs. But other than that, he was just happy to see his dad and be off the plane and be to his destination and be done with the adventure.
And I'm so as long as you've got the right paperwork, there's no problem going through security.
Mm-hmm. And they're very good, too. They have an actual hotline, like a ticket hotline, that you can call and say, you know, this is the dog that I'm bringing. What do I need to have taken care of? And they will walk you through the steps so that, you know, as long as you do what they tell you to do and you follow instructions, everything goes according to plan. And it's smoother than, you know, people going through security. The dog went through smoother than anyone I've ever seen.
How early or how far in advance did you start the process of working on this?
We honestly, just within the last week, we found out that he was going to be going back to Washington, and being the procrastinator that I am, about 48 hours before the flight took off, we were getting everything taken care of.
Now, you also mentioned to me that he had some interesting, Kona, the dog, not Mark, had some interesting companions in the storage area.
For the life of me, I could not figure out what this noise was. It turns out when we get up to baggage claim where all the other pets that are going on the flight are, there was a dozen roosters, and the flight was at 6, which meant we had to be there at 4, and they were letting everyone know that it was dawn, so no one could pretend that they got to sleep in this morning because they let us know.
Yeah, I was clarifying for folks that it was 6 a.m. You got there at 4 a.m. and the flight was at 6 a.m.
Yeah, we were there about 3:30 and checking in at 4, and the roosters were down there, and Kona wanted a couple nuggets by the end of the check-in process, but other than that, he was very good.
I'm guessing some of the staff were about willing to let him help with all the noise that they were making.
The staff was talking about making chicken the special on the flight.
But of course they didn't. They were
no,
the chickens.
Everyone got there safely. Mark was even saying that they had quieted down by the time they got there because it wasn't morning anymore.
Wow. Well, so, I mean, you know, like you said, we've heard some horror stories of flying pets. I'm happy to mention what airline you flew because they did such a good job.
Continental, and I could not give them a more shining recommendation. They were absolutely fantastic. I mean, it's kind of like a nervous mother when you put, you know, your kid on their first trip or off to a school bus. I was a very nervous mother, and they took very good care of me and Mark and Kona, and everybody's happy and healthy and home safe for the evening.
Well, see, we're happy to bring a happy story to end the show with. Thanks, Ashley, for letting us chat with you about it. I just thought
my
it was
pleasure.
A great story. Thanks so much. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye. My daughter, Ashley Fritz, on flying a dog to Seattle. Interesting. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.